CRTV's afternoon edition with Patience Wingo. The main points. Amid escalating global warming and atmospheric pollution, President Paul Biya urges world leaders to heed urgent calls to action or risk irreversible damage to ecosystems, economic and health hazards. Cameroon takes a bold step towards economic transformation with the pre-validation of National Land Allocation Plan. And in sports, PWD and Young Sports Academy are set to bring Elite One action back to Bamenda after three seasons in Buda West region. Those are the main points. But first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzaka. Cameroon has been experiencing very hot temperatures, with health experts recommending systematic protection and regular hospital visits for vulnerable persons, especially sick older people and babies. Environmentalists attribute the exceptional heat to long-term global warming trends and pollution caused by burning fossil fuels that have reached record levels, surpassing 37 billion metric tons. In his recent address to the diplomatic community, President Paul Biya called on the world to act now or perish all if the urgent issue of climate change, which threatens to destabilize ecosystems, livelihoods, and economies worldwide, are not addressed. Cameroonians who have applied but have not been issued national identity cards have been depositing complaints at identification offices across the country, following guidelines issued recently by the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangele. According to the guidelines, citizens can submit complaints and contact details to the 10 regional delegations for national security. The new guidelines address delays and inefficiencies that have delayed the process of issuing national identity cards and fraud. Conflicting dates of birth, discrepancies in names found on application forms and in birth certificates, and errors in identification data are some of the factors that have slowed the issuance of Cameroon national identity cards. The draft indicative land use plan for the territory of Cameroon has been presented to presidents of regional councils and stakeholders at a national workshop in Yaoundé today. Upon validation, the reference framework will serve as a tool to identify and delimit geographical zones in terms of land allocation and use in alignment with the objectives of the 2030 National Development Strategy. The pre-validated indicated land use plan was presented at a ceremony chaired by the Minister Delegate in Charge of Planning in the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Paul Tasson. The sixth edition of the Sao Kotoko Festival of Arts and Tradition will take place at the Esplanade of the National Museum from the 23rd to the 25th of January 2025. The information was made known in Yaoundé today by the president of the organizing committee of the festival, Umar Ali, in the course of a press conference, at which he also announced the arrival of delegations of Kotoko people from Nigeria, Chad, and Ghana. The event to unfold under the theme Culture and Tradition of the Sao Kotoko People Between the Past and the Present, Level of Solidarity and Living Together, will feature conferences, workshops, exhibitions of art objects and gastronomy. The Sao Kotoko people hail from the Logone and Shari division of the Far North region. Out of Cameroon, some six bodies have been pulled from a South African mine as efforts continue for a second day to help scores of illegal miners still thought to be at least 2 kilometers underground. Eight people came out alive on Tuesday, adding to the 26 rescued on Monday after they were hoisted up the disused mine shaft in a cage operated by a crane at the surface. The men have been underground since police operations targeting illicit mining started last year across the country. In sports, two advanced the 8 matches of the Elite One Football Championship will be played this Wednesday. Star Renard will host Gazelle Academy Football Club of Garoua at the Melon Municipal Stadium, while Union Sportif de Douala will host Coton Sport of Garoua. In more sports news, former Indomitable Lions coach Rigobert Song is the new head coach of the Wild Beasts of Central African Republic. The 48-year-old replaces Swiss coach Raoul Savoy, who was fired in October due to Central African Republic's poor 2025 AFCON qualifiers campaign. Song, whose contract was made public yesterday, has as first task to qualify the team to the first ever World Cup in the 2026 World Cup qualification campaign, which resumes in March with home games against Madagascar and Mali. That ends the bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzuka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Patience Wingo.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Welcome back and thanks for being with us. The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, in a powerful speech last Friday to members of the diplomatic corps at a New Year's greeting ceremony, encapsulated a growing sentiment among global leaders about the necessity of immediate and decisive action to combat the climate crisis. This warning reflects the growing awareness of the catastrophic effects of rising global temperatures, extreme weather events, and worsening pollution, as the impacts of rising temperatures, deforestation, and pollution become increasingly palpable. The scientific community, governmental organizations, and civil society must rally together to find lasting solutions. Vanessa Woodnax-Namung has a review of these events and more in the following report.
Acute droughts, intense heat waves, regular floods, and extreme air pollutions have become recurrent in many parts of the world, a clear indication of effects of climate change, which have huge impacts on humans, animals, and plants, health-wise and environmentally. This confirms predictions done 10 years ago by the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, on the current violent atmospheric changes. Cameroon is not left aside, as precisely Yaoundé is presently crawling under the weight of a dusty layer in the atmosphere, which makes inhabitants to cough, sneeze, have eye and nose irritations, dizziness, headache, and breathing difficulties, just to name these. The constant wearing of face masks and staying indoors and warm are among a plethora of measures suggested by the EPA to mitigate the impacts of these weather alternations. A disturbing scenario for President Paul Biya, who, while addressing members of the diplomatic corps in a speech during this year's New Year Wishes solemn ceremony at the Unity Palace, encouraged global decision makers to act now to reduce the adverse effects of climate change or suddenly perish together, as forecasted by experts.
Inhabitants of Ngaoundéré have been experiencing unusually cold temperatures during the morning and evening hours this dry season. The sudden drop in temperatures, especially in the early mornings and after sunset, has raised concerns among both residents and experts about its potential impact on public health and the environment. Elise Wajibanmiya spoke with health experts and environmentalists in Ngaoundéré to compile the following report on the effects of the cold weather.
The early morning and late evening cold in Ngaoundéré, according to health experts like Edward Voga, can cause immediate and long-term health issues, especially for vulnerable groups like the elderly, children, and those with pre-existing respiratory conditions.
places are cold. Here we have problem of respiratory tract infections, just like asthma, bronchitis. The level of the malaria is high. The advice I'll give to the population is that make sure we keep the children warm, protect them, wear dresses which are long to come to the hospital very early.
Beyond its effect on human health, the extreme cold also poses a threat to the local environment. Saidu Siddiqui is the Adamawa Delegate of Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development.
Les températures froides peuvent affecter.
The cold in Gaoundéré is affecting the flora and fauna, as well as the entire ecosystem. It is now very difficult for farmers to cultivate crops that are normally resilient to the climate.
La biodiversité locale.
While the cold is an obstacle to many, proactive measures from the local population, health professionals and environmental experts help mitigate its impact. Ellis Wajibanmiya, CRTV News, Ngaoundéré.
At the end of the 2024 Conference of Parties, COP29, that took place in Baku, Azerbaijan, developed countries pledged to contribute $300 billion annually to help developing countries implement policies that could mitigate climate change. In the following analysis, senior reporter Deke Julius looks at the urgency for fighting climate change by developing countries. His report.
It is evident that no country in the world is being spared from the devastating effects of climate change. From the United States of America, where wild forest fires promoted by powerful winds are causing untold damage in California, to Cameroon, Madagascar, and Mozambique, where recent huge floods and cyclones have rendered thousands of people homeless, or the Horn of Africa, where persistent drought is a severe blow to plant, animal, and human lives. The consequences of climate change are at the doorsteps of almost everyone. Scientists strongly believe that there are solutions to stop or reduce rising sea waters, threatening many human settlements from extinction, increasing heat waves and its consequences, unpredictable rainfall and other climate change-related hazards. Widespread deforestation is one of the biggest causes of climate change in Africa, which is largely driven by the quest by many countries to achieve development. Closely linked to that is the challenge of industrial farming, which experts say is accounting for 25% to 30% of greenhouse emissions. Transitioning to more friendly environmental processes of development will require huge financial resources for Africa, Asia, and Latin America to effectively join the global fight against climate change, something which developed countries are fully not yet committed to offer, given that just a fraction of the $1.3 trillion projected as annual financial assistance to developing countries to implement measures to mitigate climate change was secured as a pledge in Azerbaijan.
Senior reporter TK Julius there. A national workshop for the presentation and pre-validation of the draft indicative land allocation plan has taken place today in Yaoundé with the goal to enable Cameroon to acquire most of the regional planning tools. The reference framework of the occupation and use of the national territory is expected to produce two major outcomes which make it possible to define the location and timetable of future projects. In the following report, Belinda Show highlights the effectiveness of the indicative land use plan to the structural transformation of Cameroon's economy.
Cameroon has a galloping population with high pressure on land use, gender inequality and exclusion, as well as rural and urban disparities, coupled with a widening gap in the standard of living between the rich and the poor. To stand up to the challenge, government, through the Ministry of Economy, Planning and Regional Development, engaged in the process to elaborate a national territorial zoning plan. The main objectives of the plan are to improve the country's economic competitiveness and well-being by optimizing land use, managing natural resources, promoting sustainable development, among others. The pre-validated draft indicative land use plan is part of the scope of services of the territorial zoning plan. Professor Kemasong Nikashas is part of the expert team of the study.
With that, uses of land will be attributed to portions of the national territory that can yield the best results. Agricultural activities will not infiltrate industrial zones. Mining activities will not infiltrate zones of international heritage as conservation sites. Equally, zones that have been reserved for pastoral activities will not overlap and go into agricultural development zones.
Meanwhile, the regional development master plans for six regions, including the Adamawa East, West, Far North, North and South regions, are available, while those for the Northwest, Center, Littoral are currently being finalized. Professor Fru Angwafo III is the president of the Northwest Regional Assembly.
They presented a picture that went with the work that was done to capture the thoughts of the community on the one hand and the services in the local, regional and national perspectives, so that there was an endeavor to come out with the planning for land use, for agriculture, for industry development, both in the urban and the rural sectors.
A high political meeting with all key stakeholders shall be convened in the near future to approve the National Land Use Plan, which is investigative, consultative, and participative in nature.
At 17 minutes after 3 p.m., you are listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. We now take you to the Far North region, where the issue of double identity continues to pose a challenge in the issuance of national identity card, according to officials from the Regional Delegation of National Security. Recent measures introduced by the Delegate General for National Security to address the issue have been praised by the local population, who see them as a positive step forward in resolving the problem. Sylvester Atemkeng has more from Marwa.
Despite efforts of the government to facilitate the issuance of national identity cards, obtaining this important document by some inhabitants of the Far North region remains a challenge.
I've tried to establish my ID card more than 3 times and it has never come out. It has been disturbing.
The recent initiative by the Delegate General for National Security to facilitate this move, especially for those with double identity, according to most inhabitants of Marwa, is more than salutary.
Us here in Marwa, we receive this with great joy and thankful to the government. So that is why I am now at the Regional Delegation of National Security.
It's actually a very good and welcome initiative.
Officials of the production center in the Far North have also rolled out a number of formalities to ease the task.
Senior Superintendent of Police, Nyakam Bimba Aurelia, Judge of Identity in the Far North region. Our office is open and we receive freely the population. We are at level 5, the population here have a lot of problem of double identity.
A timely move to save the population in this part of the country from harrowing experiences of the national identity cards. Marwa, Sylvester Atemkeng, CRTV.
Officials at the Regional Delegation of National Security in the Northwest region are urging residents to visit authorized identification centers for accurate guidance when possessing identity cards in an effort to reduce instances of multiple identities. The call comes after a surge in complaints from local residents following a press release from the Delegate for National Security. And many of the complaints are related to cases of double identity. Veronica Aji reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Are there any problem coming, sir?
Yes. You need the old ID card.
At the Regional Delegation of National Security, Upstation Bamenda, police agents are busy attending to individuals who show up with different complaints.
Your double identity doesn't come from your profession. Because when they say double identity, it can come from anything.
Yeah.
It could be you changed your date of birth, your place of birth.
Following a release from the Delegate General for National Security, persons with double identity issues have been trooping in at the identification post.
On behalf of my wife, before she got married, she had an ID card which bear only her maiden name. After she got married, my name was added to it. And since then, she did her ID card since 2021 till the date. The card is not out. I will try to call her one day. The information we're given is that she has a double identification.
Other issues police agents are responding to range from ID card production to extension.
I'm going there to extend my ID cards. It's not the first time. I think it's about the third or fourth time that I'm doing the extension.
The Regional Delegate for National Security in the Northwest has assured all complaints received will be given keen attention, urging the population to check documents thoroughly before submission to ease the ID card production. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Over 400 young Cameroonians from the South region aspiring to join the National Police Force have already submitted their applications 1 week into the first phase of the recruitment process at the South Regional Delegation for National Security, which serves as the registration center. Necessary measures have been implemented to ensure the smooth progress of the exercise. Clarence Aze tells us more.
An exchange between a young applicant and a police officer in the enrollment hall at the South Regional Delegation of National Security. Many eligible Cameroonians have for the past week been eagerly submitting their application files for the police competitive examination, a demonstration of their enthusiasm and interest in serving their country.
My name is Namu August. I came here for the provision of documents as an inspector of police. I met the secretaries at the entrance of the police camp. They indicated me in various areas like in the judiciary where I could make the nationality, the medical booklets and all the like.
On hand are devoted police men and women assisting the aspirants at each step of this first stage consists mainly of the submission of files.
They've received me very well. They identify all the documents.
Officials at the South Regional Delegation of National Security affirm that the exercise is unfolding as instructed by hierarchy.
Wari Christian Gange, Superintendent of Police. We have around 400 candidates that have registered as of now. We have candidates going for cadets, constable, cadet inspectors, cadet assistant superintendent of police, and cadet superintendent of police.
Many other young people are expected to deposit their files by the deadline slated for March 7. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRTV News in Ablova.
The National Anti-Corruption Commission and the Cameroon Radio Television have outlined strategies to enhance existing programs, develop new ones, and ensure bilingual contents to effectively inform and educate Cameroonians about the fight against corruption. This was the focus of a meeting between CRTV's Director General Charles Ndongo and the President of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Masigams, held today at the CRTV Production Center in Balatu. Rita Yosembom has the details.
Top management from both institutions discussed actionable steps to enhance anti-corruption effort through effective media programming. The discussions highlighted the need for strategic communication that educates the public on the dangers of corruption while promoting transparency and accountability. As explained by Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Masigams, the initiative aims to ensure nationwide reach and inclusivity.
Thank you to the Director General of CRTV and also the collaborators, journalists, for what they do so as to accompany CONAC for the fight against corruption. The second thing is very important, to save the public fund, to save our country and to help our country to be diverse. With that fight, I think we are sure that with CRTV we can go very far.
A key outcome was CRTV's commitment to allocating additional airtime for anti-corruption campaigns, including coverage across all the 10 regional stations. The discussions also addressed the improvement of existing content with an emphasis on making programs bilingual and more engaging for diverse audiences. Directors and editors-in-chief of CRTV who attended the meeting also proposed incorporating interactive elements such as panel discussions and community feedback into programming. The partnership builds on previous collaborative efforts initiated a few years ago, with both institutions reaffirming their shared goal of using media as a powerful tool to curb corruption and foster a culture of integrity across Cameroon.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Elsewhere, the Ministry of Public Health and the non-governmental organization Breakthrough Action have embarked on a program to improve hygiene in the sale of food. The program was implemented at the Vogbetsi Market in Yaoundé, where traders were given some lectures and working tools. Apong Seate reports.
It is common in our markets to find food items displayed in dirty environments, sometimes on the ground.
Members of the non-governmental organization Breakthrough Action thus went to the Vogbeti market in Yaoundé to promote food safety through hygiene practices. The initiative focused on reducing health risk by preventing food-related infections. The organizers donated essential working equipment, including gloves, aprons, and cleaning tools to the women. Dagwe Shuret, a recipient, shares her thoughts about the initiative.
With my department as a restaurant bar, I need to always keep the environment clean. I should be clean, polite. I should always take care of my vegetables or the necessities that I use to cook.
According to the country chief of party at Breakthrough Action, Patrick Mbia, this event is important in boosting consumer confidence.
We would like them to be able to practice hygiene measures. The purpose is to help people to be able to buy and sell goods.
This initiative is a step forward in improving public health while empowering traders in food items to uphold better hygiene practices.
The Yaoundé City Council has intensified efforts to sensitize hawkers occupying streets and other public domains to the order of the city mayor requesting that they quit by January the 20th. Caught between hope and despair, the hawkers say they need financial assistance in order to rent shops in the market. George Mwam completes that story.
Ahmed and his friends have been hawking foodstuff at the Mokolo market for years now, and he says it is on the social media that they learned of the decision of the city mayor of Yaoundé. His friend Abdul explains that he sells in a wheelbarrow because he doesn't have money to rent a shop, and he hopes to liquidate his stock before the January 20 deadline indicated by the city mayor. Shop owners at a to the market like Young Francis have welcomed the decision to send away hawkers from the markets and major streets, saying it will ease circulation.
People leave the markets empty and they prefer to sell around the road, blocking the entrance to people's shops and even sometimes the entrance to the market. They should leave the road and circulation to be possible.
In a release signed on the 10th of January, the city mayor of Yaoundé ordered that all hawkers occupying streets, sidewalks and other public domains in Mokolo, Mesa, Elikefa, Etetak, Karifumek, the Kobison Runabout, Teminus Mimbuman, the Yaoundé Central Market, the Etudi, Ekunu, Sam and Esos Markets should vacate by January the 20th or face sanctions.
Now in sports, officials from two Northwest Elite One clubs, PWD and Young Sports Academy, both based in Bamenda, have announced plans to move their home games back to Bamenda. The decision follows a directive from Feka Food, which called on clubs in the Elite Football League to identify and host matches at their designated home stadiums. For the past three seasons, both clubs have been playing their home fixtures in Buda Siuse, Clenis Ayombo.
For the recent past Elite One football seasons, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda and PWD Social Football Club have been playing their home games away from home. The team manager of the Yolo Submarines attests it has had a negative impact on their recent output.
Tima Collins, manager of Young Sports Academy. Despite the uncertainties and the risk to go out of town and come back late on Sunday night, I think they will no more have this problem.
I am Aliwo Francis, the director of general affairs for PWT Bamenda. Last year, we actually insisted that we're not going to play out of home, but because we wanted to accompany the president of Foka Food in his vision to see professional football in Cameroon played in a standard field, we had to succumb to that and move out at our own detriment.
The club officials also mentioned that with the possibility of playing in front of their home crowd, there is hope for better performance. At the moment, the Northwest Elite clubs are looking at the possibility of having their home games either at the Young Sports Arena in Mai 6 Nkwen, the yet-to-be-completed playground in Taafi Bamenda Nkwe, the Bamenda Municipal Stadium, or the University of Bamenda's playground in Bambili. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Now to end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top headline. Amid escalating global warming and atmospheric pollution, President Paul Biya urges world leaders to heed urgent calls to action or risk irreversible damage to ecosystems, economic and public health. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Patience Wingo. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Fatime Bintou Akum. Bonjour.
Bon après-midi. Réchauffement climatique, la planète Terre connaît des pics de chaleur, 1,5 degrés Celsius ces 10 dernières années, selon l'Organisation météorologique mondiale. En Afrique subsaharienne, les États consacrent 9% de leur produit intérieur brut à la lutte contre les extrêmes climatiques. Le Cameroun n'est pas épargné par cette situation planétaire, relevée récemment par le chef de l'État, le président Paul Biya, au cours de son discours devant le corps diplomatique, le 10 janvier 2025, lors de la présentation des vœux à son endroit. Pour le chef de l'État, il faut agir ensemble maintenant ou périr tous, à coup sûr. Établissement des cartes nationales d'identité, la note du délégué général à la Sûreté nationale invitant les Camerounais confrontés au problème de la double identité de déposer requête porte des résultats. Dans la région du Sud, des dispositions d'ordre pratique sont prises, notamment la réception des requêtes des citoyens relatives à la délivrance des cartes nationales d'identité. Lutte contre la corruption, la Cameroun Radio Télévision, CRTV, s'engage à renforcer son soutien à la Commission nationale anticorruption, CONAC, pour une meilleure vulgarisation de ses actions de sensibilisation, de prévention et d'éducation des populations. Le sujet est au centre de la rencontre ce mardi à Yaoundé entre le directeur général de la CRTV, Charles Ndongo, et le président de la CONAC, le révérend Dieudonné Massingams. Et puis sport, Rigobert Sambahanak est le nouveau manager sélectionneur des Fauves de Bas-Oubangui de la République centrafricaine. Le technicien camerounais a été nommé hier avec pour principal défi qualifier la RCA pour une phase finale de la Coupe d'Afrique des Nations. Sur un autre fond éliminatoire de la Coupe du Monde féminine des moins de 17 ans, les Lionnes indomptables du Cameroun sont arrivées à Bafoussam ce matin en vue du match retour qu'elle livre samedi prochain au stade Omnisports de Kouékon contre les adversaires d'Égypte. Un rappel, le match aller au Caire dimanche dernier était sanctionné par la victoire du Cameroun par 5-0 face à leurs adversaires de l'Égypte. La fin du condensé des nouvelles en langue française. Merci de nous écouter. Mmh.